Now, a story that is continuing to dominate the airwaves this week is the plight of 35,000 owner truck drivers. You would have heard Alan Jones and Ray Hadley talking about these controversial new rules which force truckies to charge their clients a minimum price. Now, self-employed drivers say this means they won't be able to compete with the bigger transport companies and they could go broke. We actually heard reports one morning towards the end of the week that already people are seeing cancellations because of fears over this. Now, there's been a bit of a breakthrough on this today though, Michael.
Yeah. Look, Nat, there's an organisation that oversees the introduction of this minimum price, which is also known as a safe rate, and it's called the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal. And the Turnbull government has said today that if it's re-elected, it will scrap this body. But look, not everyone is happy with this compromise. One man that isn't too happy with what has been announced today is Ken Phillip, and Phillips, I should say. And Ken is from Independent Contractors Australia. Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, Michael and Natalie.
Now, you believe the move to scrap the tribunal after the election doesn't go far enough?
Oh, just useless. Just useless. The fact is that people are going broke as we speak. Mm. Now, I've been processing stories of people all today and all yesterday have been sending me their information about what's going on and ringing them and talking to them. Just one typical example. A fellow in northern Victoria who does long-haul trucking, he's got four kids, two of them primary school age, two of them below primary school age. He has last week lost all of his contracts. He is not going to be able to pay his petrol bill this week. He had ordered a new truck, which he's picking up on Friday. He has got an existing mortgage, and I spoke to his wife, and she is frantic. She does not know how they're going to be able to pay the bills and put food on the table for the children. So these cancellation of contracts is happening now, and that was just one example, and it's happening across the board. And even if the Parliament moves to delay the legislation, it's not going to stop the cancelling of the contracts because the companies are out there saying, oh, look, this is all going to go ahead anyway, so we're not going to take the risk and we're going to cancel the contract now.
So, Ken, these are big contracts with, I guess, the likes of, you know, supermarkets or big groups that are moving a lot of product around. Is that right?
Even small ones. Because understand, if you engage someone, an owner driver, and you don't pay the rates that are required under these
new rules,
you, the engaging party, the company, is the one who's liable for the $54,000 fine. Now, just to explain how that actually works, if you are moving house, and you say lived in Canberra and you were moving to Sydney, and you go out and you get someone to do the shift for you, if you engage an independent contractor to do it, an owner-driver, and you don't pay them what's required under the order, you are the person who's going to be liable for the fine.
So if you don't
get prosecuted.
So if you don't pay the minimum price.
And let's talk of what these minimum... These are not minimum prices, these are exorbitant prices.
Yeah, yeah, but there is a minimum.
Well, it's a minimum, but let's look at what the minimum is supposed to be. It's a minimum designed to put these people out of business. So we've got the example of a fellow who was delivering hay to farmers and charging $170.
Yes.
Now, under these new rates, he's supposed to charge, and the client, the farmer, is supposed to pay nearly $700. Now, the large trucking companies who have employees aren't subject to the same orders, and so can charge the $170.
And that's where it does really become unfair, that the major transport companies don't face these same price hikes.
And the whole thing is designed to put the small business people out of business.
Are you still planning to take the matter to the High Court? I know that you were planning to do this tomorrow. Is that still going ahead?
Absolutely. We're all ready to fire.
And do you think that the High Court will hear the matter, given that the federal government has come out today with this development?
Well, that's not an issue for the federal court, my understanding. The politics of this is not relevant to the federal court.
Mm-hmm.
Our application says that the Commonwealth government doesn't have the constitutional power to even make these laws.
Mm.
And so one of the grounds that we're putting up is that the Commonwealth doesn't have the power to price fix, and that's what this legislation does.
To go back on that, you're basically saying that the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal, the organisation that's imposed this minimum price, you're saying that tribunal you don't think is even lawful?
Correct.
Right. Right.
And that's the application that we're making to the court. And so we're seeking approval to lodge that application tomorrow. And fingers crossed we will be successful in making that application. If we are successful, we'll be seeking at the same time for a court order that freezes the whole situation.
We're chatting to Ken Phillips from the Independent Contractors Association about new pay rules for owner truck drivers. Now, Ken, the federal minister responsible is Michaelia Cash. Now, she says that when Parliament resumes next week, she'll push to delay the new pay regime as an interim measure. Do you welcome that move?
No.
No?
No. She has to move to repeal it straight away.
Okay.
So we're laying a challenge to the government. They're saying, look, we can't get the repeal through because there are not enough senators supporting it. Now, first off, the Labor Party and the Greens should hang their heads in shame. They both pushed this stuff through. They should also be seeking the repeal of it, but we know that they're getting payments from the unions, so we know where they sit.
Well, can I just ask you on that? The unions are saying that this minimum price is needed to improve driver safety because people are trying to transport loads in unrealistic time just simply to make money. Do they have a point about that it is a safety issue?
No, it's completely duplicitous. They're playing double standards. Mm. It just happens that these rates are only being applied to owner drivers.
Yeah, and that's the issue as well, isn't it?
So what they're saying is, oh, no, it's okay to have employees driving at the same rates, but they're now going to be safe because they're on different rates.
Mm.
So this is just illogical. If their argument stood up, everyone would be forced onto the same rates. But what that would do was escalate massively the cost of all transport anyway, but then it would keep all the competition in play. So no, they're not doing that. This is designed to destroy small businesses, force people into with the large companies and become employees of the large companies, and the large companies then force people to be members of
PWU. Yeah.
Okay, look, just before we let you go, Ken, Senator Cash is saying that there should be a convoy to Canberra. Is this something that you're planning? Is this something you're going to consider?
Well, I think there are others organising the convoys, and so to all of those who are organising the convoys, I'd say...
When is it going to be? On the 18th of April?
On the 18th.
Right, when Parliament starts.
Saying to them, plan your convoys TWU headquarters and blockade TWU headquarters. Plan your convoys to the ALP, the Greens, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, Ken Phillips, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
That is Ken Phillips from Independent Contractors Australia.